Hi, this is Shane Vanderhart.
And Brian Myers.
We would like to personally invite you to our second annual Caffeinated Thoughts briefing on Saturday, October 31st at 9:30 a.m. at the Ramada Inn and Conference Center in Des Moines.
Join us as we discuss issues that will equip believers to be salt and light where public policy meets faith.
Mark your calendars for October 31st and go to caffeinatedthoughts.com. That's caffeinatedthoughts.com. And click on the Caffeinated Thoughts briefing link at the top of the page.
Okay.
Welcome to Caffeinated Thoughts Radio, a stimulating look at culture, current events, faith, and politics from a Christian and conservative point of view. We don't just talk on the radio, we blog too. Check us out at caffeinatedthoughts.com. Now grab a cup of coffee and join us. This is Caffeinated Thoughts Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Caffeinated Thoughts Radio. Caffeinated Thoughts Radio is brought to you by Myers & Associates, serving the Midwest with industrial maintenance products and services. Call them at 515-795-3676. Myers & Associates, keeping your operations running. Hey, welcome back to Caffeinated Thoughts Radio. It's been a great week. This is Shane Vanderhart, and I got Brian Myers in studio with me.
Hey, buddy. I got a question for you.
Okay.
You know, we had all that confusion and happiness last week with your car. I haven't followed up to see.
It hasn't blown up.
And what'd you find out?
A doohickey went bad that caused another doohickey not to work, that caused another doohickey. It was only about $300 some repair.
So the disgruntification mechanism in the doohickey.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it was literally, it was one thing broke that caused another thing to break that or not work like it should, and the other that kept apparently the water pump from.
Did you have to replace the water pump?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, where was the leak coming from? Because at one point,
that was from overheating, actually.
So it was getting dumped out. It wasn't
right.
There wasn't a leak. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Gotcha.
And people are listening. Huh? Yeah, my car overheated. I can't remember how much detail we gave last week, but you know, car overheated on the side of 8035, which is always a fun place to break down, in between 2nd Avenue and Merle Hay Road, which happens to be the longest stretch of interstate in between exits, too.
And there was some serious traffic going on. When I stopped there,
I was like,
I don't think we want to be here
very long. I didn't feel
very
comfortable.
Yeah.
So, fortunately, we got a little help from Highway Helper Guy and to at least get the car off.
He was a good guy, too.
To get the car off the interstate anyway. So, but anyway, it's fixed. I'm driving it. So
yeah, good. You made it here today to the
yes,
studio.
Yes, I did. So. I did. I walked in. I told Ron, this is the time I wanted to be in last week. So,
hey, we're going to have a great show today.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going on here. It's been it's been a news week that at times hasn't been a very, very pleasant news week.
No.
But we got it all here in this thrill-packed and exciting edition of Caffeinated Thoughts Radio.
Yes, and a new video has been released on Planned Parenthood. It seems like we've had one come out every week, and we don't necessarily talk about it every week, but this one was very heartrending, I think. And I want to play some clips. I want to warn parents, though. There are going to be a couple clips we play where if you have children in the room, you probably want to just turn the radio off or get them out of the room.
Yeah, this just is so over the top. It's just
right.
Hard to.
There's some clips that will not be appropriate for small children to hear, and so you use your own discretion. But the first clip isn't that bad. It's bad, but it's not anything. Anyway, Melissa Farrell, she's the director of research with Planned Parenthood in the Gulf. Gulf Court. Anyway, Gulf, whatever it is. I can't remember. Gulf Coast. That's what I meant to write. My brain must not have been working when I was typing. She's explaining if we alter our process. Ron, would you play clip one?
Spell out. Yeah, and so if we alter our process,
mm-hmm.
and we are able to obtain intact fetal cadavers, then we can make it part of the budget that any dissections are this, and splitting the specimens into different shipments is this. I mean, it's all just a matter of line item.
It's all just a matter of line item.
Now, we'd seen that clip before.
Right. Yeah. And that's, they just pulled that in. Keep in mind, again, she's talking about altering the abortion process, which would be illegal.
That's a violation of federal law.
And then she's talking about line items where, okay, if they're not doing this for profit, why are they even discussing line items? So anyway, that provides
the context for what follows.
Right. So now we've got Holly O'Donnell. She's been a part of this is the third of a, I don't know how many part series they're going to end up doing with her. She's a former procurement technician, which means she collects. Procurement means collecting the baby parts, basically. Technician at STEM Express. She discusses an aborted preborn baby's beating heart. Would you go ahead and play clip two?
And I'm in the hallway. I see the jar come out. Goes into the path lab. And Jessica, I can hear, is preparing it. Rinsing out the jar, rinsing out the linen wrapping that catches it. Dumping it in the strainer, rinsing it off, putting water in the pie dish, and getting it ready for the doctor. So then I hear her call my name. Hey, Ollie, come over here. I want you to see something kind of cool. It's kind of neat. So I'm over here, and this is the moment I see it. I'm just flabbergasted. This is the most gestated fetus and closest thing to a baby I've seen. And she's like, okay, I want to show you something. So she has one of her instruments, and she just taps the heart, and it starts beating. And I'm sitting here, and I'm looking at this fetus, and its heart is beating. And I don't know what to say.
She didn't say, I don't know what to say.
Or did she say, I don't know what to think? I can't recall.
I can't remember
might,
now.
Might have been that.
Unfortunately, I didn't mean to cut it off at that point when I was doing the audio, but...
Well, I know what to think. That's a live baby.
Yeah. Yeah. She discusses this a little bit, and this particular clip is hard to listen to, but I think, you know, we need to have the truth out there. She discusses the hardest moment she's had on the job and actually led her to decide she had to quit.
I've born live infant cases.
And she's like, you know why that's happening? And I knew why it was happening. It's because the electrical current was, the nodes were still firing. And I don't know if that constitutes it's technically dead or it's alive. It had a face. It wasn't completely torn up. And its nose was very pronounced. It had eyelids. And its mouth was pronounced. And then, since the fetus was so intact, she said, okay, well, this is a really good fetus, and it looks like we can procure a lot from it. We're going to procure a brain. So, the moment I hear something, that means we're going to have to cut the head open. So, it's like, okay, so what you do is you go through the face. I'm thinking, no, I don't want to. And she takes the scissors and she makes a small incision right here and goes, I would say, to maybe a little bit through the mouth. And she's like, okay, can you go the rest of the way? And I'm like, yes. And I didn't want to do this. And so she gave me the scissors and told me that I have to cut down the middle. And I can't even, like, describe, like, what that feels like. And I remember picking it up and finishing going through the rest of the face. And Jessica picking up the brain and putting it in the container with the media and parafilming it. And she left and she's like, okay, you can clean it up. And I'm just sitting there like, what did I just do? And that was the moment I knew I couldn't work for the company anymore. And it was even if it's going to be good, if that could have been the cure for some kind of disease, then I wish, even if it was, I wish I still wouldn't have done it. I don't want to be that person.
Wow.
Yeah. still think this is just a lump of tissue?
You know, one thing has me concerned, Shane. I know there's a lot of people that are watching these videos.
Yeah.
And these videos have, I am absolutely confident they have changed the minds of a number of people. I'm sure they have. Having said that, I think there's a number of folks out there that are simply ignoring this.
Oh, well, people who are, yeah, definitely pro-choice.
Yeah, but in any case, I remember when the first video came out, I read this, I think it was a comment in Facebook, but after the first video, this person said, "Have you done any research outside of right-wing news on this subject in the last week? Because everything about that video was debunked and explained the next day. Anyone still falling for it looks foolish." Now, we've had multiple videos since then.
Right.
And I think if you actually view these videos, you're an idiot. If you're looking at these videos,
right,
and you're seeing them as some sort of deceptive.
Right, and they've had the full unedited videos up, raw video up.
Right.
So you can watch all that for yourself.
But we're seeing entire paragraphs of text. So when they talk about heavily edited, it's kind of irrelevant.
Right.
I mean, at some point, if you listen to somebody talk
they're
for a couple of minutes nonstop, you're getting the picture.
Right. They're not cutting out context. They're not. This is pulling open the veil of what this organization, Planned Parenthood, really is, and frankly, any abortion clinic really is.
Right.
It's evil. There's no other way to say it. It's absolutely evil.
But at the end of the day, will enough people have the courage to look at these videos with an ounce of objectivity and say, there's something very bad here, and perhaps I need to rethink my position?
I hope so.
Oh, I hope so, too.
I hope so. We had a, moving along here, we had a rally focused on this issue called the Truth Exposed Rally. Simon Conway of WHO Radio and Iowa Right to Life put this together. And kind of the best moment, in my opinion, of the rally was Pastor Kerry Gordon of Cornerstone World Outreach in Sioux City got up to speak. And he definitely had the most response. But this particular moment in his speech I thought was particularly poignant. Go ahead.
And I want to tell you something. We have a previous generation that failed. We have previous administration after administration that has failed. Here's what defunding Planned Parenthood is not. And you need to get into the truth and get down to the depths of this, because you're hearing a lot of things that aren't necessarily so, even today from this microphone. Defunding Planned Parenthood is not quietly going to Planned Parenthood and say, look, we're going to keep giving you the money we've been giving you for years, but you need to get a segregated bank account. We're going to keep giving it to you. Put it in the other account and promise you won't buy anything sharp. That's not defunding Planned Parenthood. And then to say none of your tax dollars are going to anything that has to do with abortion, that's not true. The day that they are still paying their light bill with my money is the day that I have not been treated right by this building right back here. Paying their light bill, their mortgage, their salary, for them to buy a nice bow tie or a Lamborghini. I don't want one cent of my money going to that butcher house. It's time to stop the nonsense and quit lying to the people of Iowa and get rid of these. I'll tell you what, it's a good first step. Let's defund them, take away their taxpayer money, but let's put them out of business, let's prosecute them, and put the right people in jail where they belong.
Yeah. tell us what you really think, Pastor Gordon.
Yeah.
No,
don't
hold back at all. No, he's right. And he is pointing out something that, you know, Governor Branstad has said, we're going to, he ordered an audit of a couple different, he ordered the Iowa Department of Public Health to look into any money that might be going to Planned Parenthood to make sure it's not being used for abortions. Okay, maybe that's a good first step. But Governor, you need to go beyond that. Look at what Bobby Jindal has done. Look at what Alabama has done. Look at what Arkansas has done. They have canceled. If there is any type of Medicaid contract, that needs to be canceled. Any grant needs to be canceled. No sense. I know there's not a line item in the budget, But if there's any type of competitive grant for family planning that's going from the Iowa Department of Public Health or Department of Human Services, anything, any money for any reason, it needs to be cut off. Period.
Well, that's what happens is this turns into a shell game. You know, you get X amount of dollars in and you say, well, that's over here and that's going to take care of this, that and the other. And it won't have anything to do with abortion. Gordon's right there.
Right.
I mean, he's absolutely right.
Right. So, you know, Governor Branstad, you move mountains to get the gas tax passed. Let's get this done. Anyway, it's amazing who's defending Planned Parenthood, isn't it? You got a story here. Life News: Presbyterian minister loves Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
Loves their ministry.
Yeah.
Isn't that special?
Now let me make a comment here, since I happen to be Presbyterian. There are Presbyterians.
I'm sorry.
And then there are Presbyterians, okay?
I didn't mean to make a dig at the Presbyterian church.
No, well, look, seriously. Those of us in Presbyterianism who are conservative, Orthodox, Bible-believing Christians, as denominations, we are clearly in the minority in this country, certainly with respect to membership. And I'm assuming this guy is from the USA Church, which turned into a synagogue of Satan a long time ago.
Right.
So, you know, USA Presbyterians are, you know, this shouldn't surprise us. But he says, I heart Planned Parenthood. I love these people who do not care what others will label them or say about them or say to them. They care too much about people and too much about life to let hate and ignorance hold them back. As a Christian, I am called to grace, forgiveness, mercy, and building up of those who life has torn down. And from all I learned today, some of the greatest practitioners of that are the people working at Planned Parenthood. So I say it proudly. I love Planned Parenthood. I love the people that are Planned Parenthood. I love their ministry.
And with
that, let's all go out and wash our ears out.
And God weeps. This is Caffeinated Thoughts Radio. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Brian Myers of Myers & Associates. If you're involved in maintenance at a manufacturing plant, you know how costly it can be when a machine goes down. And if the reason that machine went down is because the electronic controls on it failed, it can really be problematic if those electronics are obsolete. Well, not to worry. We represent Providence Industrial Electronics Repair, and they can get your machine up and running in no time. They repair boards, drives, servo motors, light curtains, you name it. So if you need industrial electronics repaired at your plant, or if you have other industrial maintenance needs, give me a call at 515-490-2640. That's Myers & Associates, 515-490-2640. Myers & Associates, keeping your operations running.
And welcome back to Caffeinated Thoughts Radio. Caffeinated Thoughts Radio is brought to you in part by Travis Riswold, a modern woodman of America. Call Travis at 515-883-0029. He can help you find the life insurance
you need.
So we have a very special guest on the line with us, Congressman David Young. Congressman, welcome to Caffeinated Thoughts Radio.
Morning, sir.
It's always a pleasure to be on. Thanks for taking the time.
Very welcome. So, are you feeling bloated with State Fair food?
I've been there 8 days in a row. I'm going back right after I talked to you here, and I'm going to be serving those giant turkey drumsticks. I'm going to be
helping. Those are awesome.
The Turkey Federation on the grill, yeah.
So you hopefully serving more than eating, right? So
yes, that's
you're
going to
gain. You're going to gain 10 pounds before the week's over, Congressman.
But then you walk around the fair, so you know it's a give and take.
Yeah, that's a good way to con yourself into thinking that it's going to be okay.
Let me believe it, okay?
So, 8 days in a row. So, what all have you been doing when you're there?
Well, you know, I did the hanging out at the Republican Party of Iowa booth in the Very Industries building and talking to folks. Mm-hmm. Been over at the pork tent on the grill doing pork burgers and pork chops. Over handing out hard-boiled eggs on a stick with the Iowa Poultry Association. Oh, the cattlemen's tent, cleaning tables. I did the governor's charity steer show. But most of the time, I'm just walking around, just enjoying the fair. I used to work there as a kid, and so I love the fair.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
And then I'm also dodging or walking around with any given presidential candidate at any given time as well.
You kind of trip over him there. So did you run into Donald?
I had not run into Mr. Trump up here, but I was with him at an event in Madison County. I'm going to be walking around with Jindal. I walked around with Kasich. I was on the flipping pork burgers with Rubio. I saw Perry speak. I was with Carly Fiorina. I was with Lindsey Graham. And, you know, there's a dozen others out there that I haven't mentioned.
Right, right. And yeah, it's hard to get to them all. I mean, with 17 of them, and not every one of them have made it to the fair, unfortunately. So
it sounds like he's rubbing elbows with all of them.
You're trying anyway, which is good. We got a question, if we get time, we've got a question about that a little bit later. Also, somebody's like going to the state fair this weekend. What do you recommend as far as food? What's Congressman Young's favorite state fair food?
I like the Pella sausage on a stick, and then I also like the pork chop on a stick, the cheese curds, the hot beef sundae. You got to hit the Dairy Barn.
he's rattling off a whole laundry list.
Deep fried nacho balls. The fried macaroni and cheese is worth a try. I like there's just so much. I mean, the four squares. I mean, I'm telling you too much, right?
So go I'm there, eat all that in one day, and they'll roll you out of the state fairgrounds. So,
oh, that's just breakfast.
Oh, so dear. Hey, Brian, you had a question you wanted to ask.
Well, you know, with respect to Mr. Trump, Congressman, obviously, right now you can't turn on the television, you can't crank up the internet, you can't turn on the radio without hearing something about Donald Trump. Tell us a little bit about your thoughts about the phenomenon of Donald Trump right now.
Well, you know, first of all, I thought it was just a matter of name ID and celebrity status, but he's out there talking about issues in a way that a lot of people think, but no one else is talking about. And it's resonating. And so, you know, he's at the top of the polls. At the same time, you got to remember there's, you know, 80% maybe or to 75% of folks out there who don't support him. Mm-hmm. And the question is, when the other 16 candidates are winnowed down, where do they go? Do they coalesce behind one person or two? And then how many of those maybe go over to Trump? But, you know, he's in for the long haul. We know he has the money.
Right.
And he hasn't really had to spend a lot of it. If any at all, because of just
earned media,
the free media that he's been getting out there. But I'm glad he's in Iowa. I'm glad all the other candidates are running around Iowa, because better that we vet this out and pick our candidates than New York or California.
Right.
Well, it strikes me too that up until just recently, Donald Trump might have been just kind of seeing how this was going to play out. Maybe exploring the idea of a third party candidacy, but the last few weeks, I think maybe we've reached a turning point, and I think maybe he's in it to win it in terms of the Republican nomination.
Well, everybody, you know, who gets in says they're in it to win it, but we have how many more months of this? And you
right.
know, Scott Walker was at the top for a while, then he's down. It's hard to stay at the front runner status for a long time with this many candidates.
Right.
He's holding his own, that's for sure.
Yeah. Every time he says something I think is going to hurt him, it doesn't end up hurting him. And he's like Mr. Teflon. But
no, he actually will take a bump in the polls at the very time that you think something has happened that's
right.
going to drop him 10 points. He goes up three.
It's like we're chucking everything we thought we knew about presidential politics
out the window.
Throwing it out the window.
And it's not just Republicans who he's getting support from. It's independents and some Democrats as well.
That's true. And I just saw Rasmussen this morning on Drudge. Rasmussen released a poll saying 57% of Republicans think he'll actually be the nominee. So that's where this is suddenly becoming real.
It is.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, moving on along those lines, are you going to be doing a public endorsement, not of Donald Trump necessarily, but of anybody? And if so, when you think that'll be coming?
So, you know, I'm not likely to endorse, but I think you know, I leave the door open just a crack, just in case I'm really passionate about somebody or think that they're the one who needs to be the next leader for dire reasons. And but I'm on the sidelines right now. I'm out here working. We're on our August work break, so I'm doing the fair and town hall meetings and Farm Bureau meetings and that kind of thing. And I'll be starting a few, visiting some classrooms here soon because kids are going back to school. But, you know, I trust Iowans in the end to figure this out. And who am I to think that I'm going to be some big influencer anyway on this? So Iowans are pretty discerning. They're going to kick all the tires like they're buying a car with these 17 candidates. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens when we have our caucus.
Yeah, Congressman. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to move along to the other party. You have the front runner of the Democratic Party who, you know, suddenly being investigated by the FBI with her email servers. Do you think that's going to gain any traction?
Yeah, I think it is. I think she's got a real credibility and trust issue going on right now, or lack of trust going on right now. And it's not unreasonable to think that the law may have been violated here. And I think that opens the door for other candidates in the race right now to gain traction, and maybe some folks who aren't in the race yet to take a look at this. And we hear names like Kerry, Biden, and Gore. So it's not solidified over there as well.
Yeah, I really hope Vice President Biden jumps in. I think that would be pretty entertaining. But
Uncle Joe.
Yeah, Uncle Joe. Donald Trump has mentioned, you'd mentioned he's been saying things that are resonating with people. One of those things recently with his immigration plan was birthright citizenship, taking a look at that. What are the conversations that you're hearing, I guess that you can talk about anyway, in the House about immigration reform, and where do you think we're going to end up, you know, on that issue?
Well, it's hard to know where we're going to end up, but I tell you where you got to start, and I think everybody acknowledges this on both sides of the aisle, that you have to start with securing the border. And so I led a letter to the leadership, and it was bipartisan regarding the need to secure the border and that we need to consider that legislation soon. And I think we need to do it sooner rather than later, because the longer you wait on this and you get into that the political season next year, especially with five people in the Senate running for president, it's going to be tougher to do any broad issue like that, or even narrow issue within a broader issue, including tax reform, immigration, and those kind of things. So I've not heard, you know, most of the people right now I talk to are talking about the Iran agreement, however.
Right, right. Real quickly, though, with respect to immigration, why, sure, Congressman, is it such... Why is it a controversial point to secure the border?
Well, it's not controversial for me, but I think you have elements on both sides of the party where they think there's an advantage right now to keep things the way they are. For some, it's the matter of the economy and a cheaper, more abundant labor supply. And also on the other side, they think it's politically palatable to have it the way it is to strengthen the base of their party, perhaps. But I'm not one that's convinced that we can't do this. It's a matter of will, but we have to do it soon.
You know, you'd brought up the Iran deal, and what are you hearing in the House about the Iran deal? Do you think there's traction to actually stop it?
Well, you know, we saw Senator Menendez and Senator Schumer in the Senate come out against it, and I think that's helpful. In trying to take this down, I don't know how much weight that will carry with them in terms of giving other members cover. But, you know, I went into this very skeptical because of Iran. Primarily, they've broken every agreement they've been in. They're still chanting death to America, death to Israel. They funded Hamas and Hezbollah, and now we're going to give them $150 billion in unfrozen assets to do whatever they want to do with it. There's no restrictions. They can buy intercontinental ballistic missiles and air defense shields and fund whatever groups they want, and there's no verification process, really, when it comes to getting in there and inspecting any parts of their country. And now they want to inspect themselves. And then you have the side agreement with the IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Association Agency. And I and five of my other colleagues, in a bipartisan manner, we went over to Vienna And we sat down with the IAEA in early August, and we demanded to see that agreement. They wouldn't show it to us. Jeez. They said, trust us, and it would be unprecedented if they showed it to us, they said. So I'm opposing the agreement, and I will support the resolution of disapproval.
Congressman Young, we've got just a couple minutes left here. Given the quagmire that parts of the Middle East is, specifically I'm thinking of Iraq and Syria right now and ISIS, and it's just a real convoluted mess over there in terms of what we should do. Are you inclined to put boots on the ground over there? Are you inclined to avoid that at all costs? What are your thoughts on what exactly we should do in the Middle East?
Well, first of all, we need a plan, and our president says he doesn't have a plan. Second of all, we need to just trust our generals and commanders to make the decisions. They know how to win wars, and they shouldn't be micromanaged from Congress or the State Department. When it comes to boots on the ground, I leave that up to the commanders. I don't think you should take it off the table. I trust them to make decisions on that. You don't want Congress deciding that in my thoughts.
Okay,
we need to destroy ISIS because they want to destroy us. What they're doing over there, They want to do that here.
Well, we're kind of looping this back into the presidential campaign. We've seen kind of two opposite extremes when it comes to this issue. One candidate, who shall remain nameless, saying anything, anytime, anywhere, whatever it takes, however long it takes. The other one's saying, let's just all get along, and if we be nice to them, they'll be nice to us.
Yeah, they'll go away.
Yeah. Well, we've been nice to them, and they've not gone away. They've gotten stronger.
Right.
By not doing anything, that's a form of kindness, I would think, to them, if we're not doing anything to them. And we need a president who is going to lead on this. And when, it all fell apart when he said, I'm going to draw a red line in Syria. And when he didn't follow up on that, that gave a green light. Not just for ISIS, but for Putin. Look what's happening in North Korea right now, and for others to do what they want to do and really test us.
I'm just wondering, is there a line that we shouldn't cross when it comes to, dealing with this? I mean, is there, what short of a blank check do we give as far as dealing with ISIS? I'm just... I'm hearing any time, we're only have 1 minute left, so I don't want to loop you and force you to do a long answer here with a little bit of time. But I'm just kind of curious, is there a line that, is there a place where we said this is enough? We shouldn't do any more, or we shouldn't commit these amount of troops?
Well, I don't have a timetable. I'm going to trust our generals to do that. But I do know that Congress has to have a say in this. And the president sent up an AUMF, Authorization Use of Military Force, to Congress, and we've done nothing with it, and we should consider it. For some, it doesn't go far enough. For some, it goes too far. But if we're going to destroy ISIS, we need to take up that resolution, and Congress needs to be involved specifically because we're the one who authorizes war.
Hi, this is Brian Myers. When I needed a better life insurance plan, I found it with Travis Risvold of Modern Woodmen of America. When I first met Travis, he wasn't like some other life insurance agents that can be pushy and try to get you to buy something. Travis just made himself available to me. That was it. He told me to let him know if and when I needed anything, and he stayed in touch. When the day came and I did need to make some changes with my life insurance, Travis met with me and walked me through several options so I could make an informed decision. Ultimately, it was the best decision for my situation. So if you need a better or the best life insurance plan for you, call my friend Travis Risvold with Modern Woodmen. His number is 515-883-0029. Travis Risvold with Modern Woodmen. He can help you find the life insurance you need. Call him at 515-883-0029.
Welcome to Caffeinated Thoughts Radio, a stimulating look at culture, current events, faith, and politics from a Christian and conservative point of view. We don't just talk on the radio, we blog too. Check us out at caffeinatedthoughts.com. Now grab a cup of coffee and join us. This is Caffeinated Thoughts Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Caffeinated Thoughts Radio. This is Shane Vanderhart, and Caffeinated Thoughts Radio is brought to you in part by Crosswalk Ministries with Scott Owen, offering biblical counseling and conciliation. Give them a call at 515-292-7141 or check out crosswalkcounseling.org. And I got Brian in studio with me, and we are going to just do a dash through the news.
Yeah, definitely going to do a quick news rundown today because we got a lot on the plate. Okay, Hillary Clinton's had another tough week. Wednesday on MSNBC's Morning Joe, National Journal senior political columnist Ron Fournier discussed Hillary Clinton's attempt to address why she deleted the emails from her tenure of Secretary of State and wiping her server clean. Now, Fournier is hardly a conservative, but he called it one of the worst press conferences he's ever seen. Ron, you want to play that part of that?
I have no idea. That's why we turned it over.
You were in charge of it. You were the official in charge. Did you wipe the server?
What, like with a cloth or something?
I don't know.
Well,
you know how it works digitally. Did you?
Like with a cloth? Oh, I don't think that's the time you want to be cracking a joke.
She ended up pulling the plug on the presser and walked away.
Right. I wish we had the ability to do video because you honest when this first started, just the goofy look she had on her face, like, well, I don't know what you're talking about kind of look. It's like, oh, please.
It's really amazing because she is not used to being under this level of scrutiny.
No, I'm surprised she didn't keep him back behind a rope.
Yeah, I mean, this is the kind of stuff the Republicans have to put up with all the time
right.
from day one in a campaign. They are just not used to having to dealing with this
stuff. Enough people must be telling her you need to address this because I'm shocked she even did a press conference.
Good point.
So she's
had a history of just, you know, not talking
well,
to the
and then
press,
you know at that rope line. You know when yeah. she was in the parade, the 4th of July parade in New Hampshire, she kept the press behind a rope line, a public parade. I don't know. These press must be just lemmings because I would say I am free to walk wherever I want to go.
Well, Chuck Todd blasted Hillary's joking about her private email server, saying that she can no longer evade media questioning because, quote, the three letters FBI totally changed the game. Now, he's right about that, but that's pathetic. That's pathetic that it took the FBI.
We need a federal investigation.
We had to have the FBI get involved before the media said, maybe we better start to question Mrs. Clinton. But he says the letters FBI is what changed his story. And of course, he's right. But again, I don't understand that. But the point is, it's not going to go away.
No.
And it's kind of interesting. Monica Crowley is saying the same thing that Tom Coates said to me here a couple of weeks ago. She says this is all being done with purpose. She wrote, like the Clinton investigation, now she's talking about Uncle Joe maybe coming into the race.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Clinton investigation, this is not by accident. Once Mr. Biden joins the race, he will enjoy the full backing of Mr. Obama, and with Mrs. Clinton gone, Mr. Obama and Mr. Biden will have to make it up to Democratic women and the radical left, which is currently flirting with socialist Senator Bernie Sanders. And there's only one person who kills both birds with one stone, and that's Senator Elizabeth Warren.
As VP.
So Crowley says the Democratic ticket will be Uncle Joe and Elizabeth Warren.
Hmm.
And Crowley says that's what Obama wants. And that's more or less what Tom Coates was saying a couple of weeks ago.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But I was just surprised that they would actually attempt to take her down. I just couldn't bring myself
to... I don't think they have to. She's doing it to herself.
Well, I'm just saying, I think given the Obama administration, if they did not want the FBI investigating her,
right.
it wouldn't happen.
And you know, and this is probably the most serious thing that they've ever faced. I mean, they've had scandals. But never before has there actually been an FBI investigation. So, I mean, I don't agree with Chuck Todd on much, but I think he's right there.
Right. And the CNN, a new CNN poll finds 44% hold a favorable view and 53% an unfavorable view of Mrs. Clinton.
Yeah.
It's her most negative favorability rating since March of 2001.
Well, Mr. Trump, we heard what Congressman Young had to say about Mr. Trump.
Well, the Donald is everywhere. Mm-hmm. He, according to CNN, he's quickly leapt to the top of the Republican field, leading recent polls nationally in Iowa and New Hampshire.
Yeah, he is officially the front runner. There's no other way to say it. He is.
His gains among the Republican Party have boosted him enough to be competitive in the general election for the first time. He's within 6 points of Mrs. Clinton. And who knows where her poll numbers are going to go.
South, I would assume.
Yeah, I would agree. And, you know, the Donald is, like I say, the Donald's everywhere. Chuck Todd had his best week on Meet the Press with guess who as his guest? Donald Trump.
Mm.
So it's amazing the kind of traction this guy is getting. Yep. Okay. Speaking of the Donald and how he
hates political correctness.
Yeah, he does.
Are you aware that the term anger baiting? That's an offensive term. People find that.
You mean it's not politically correct and yet everybody uses it? So you know what? Give me a different term. What else would you like to say?
The American born child of an undocumented.
Oh, you want me to say that? Okay. No, I'll use the word anchor baby. Excuse me. I'll use the word anchor baby.
So American child of an undocumented. Oh, okay.
What a nitwit this reporter is. He's going to instruct Donald Trump on how he has to speak to be politically correct. Hello, this may be not a good idea. It's like throwing the guy a softball and saying, here, knock it out of the park. Because the American people love it when he does this stuff.
Yeah.
They love it.
Oh.
And unfortunately.
Josh Duggar.
Yeah. Josh Duggar's unfortunately in the news again.
If you're not sure who he is, he was part of the TLC's 19 Kids and Counting show with the Duggar family. He was the executive director of Family Research or FCR FRC Action. Their 501c4 that's part of the related to Family Research Council. He resigned from that when allegations came to light that he had alleged sexual abuse in his life or in his past history. Well, he was the abuser, not the victim.
Right. But what really makes this bad is before all that broke, while he was executive director of the Family Research Council, he also maintained a paid account on Ashley Madison, a website created for the express purpose of cheating on your spouse,
which was recently hacked and data dumped. And he was he's the only name I've heard that's been related to that. And
some people out there, even in Christianity, are kind of giggling or doing a harumph, whatever. This stuff brings shame on the name of Christ. So I don't care what you think about the Duggars. I don't care what you think about this guy. This is not a happy thing.
No.
Not for him, not for his wife, not for his family, and not for Christianity.
Right.
All right, let's have a little good news here. A British sniper from the Special Forces, saved the lives of a boy and his father who were about to be beheaded by Islamic State jihadists. And apparently they were out there busy doing their thing, beheading people. And these guys got within a half mile of where this was going on. And through the binoculars, the soldiers could see that the crowd was terrified. Many were in tears. And soon a man and his young son were pulled from the crowd, blindfolded and placed on their knees. A tall, bearded man emerged and drew a long knife. And anyway, the knife-wielding jihadist was flanked by two men toting AK-47s. And that's when the SAS sniper killed the executioner using a 50 caliber rifle shot from 1,000 meters away, more than half a mile.
That's impressive, folks.
That's impressive.
And those SAS guys, they're the real deal.
Anyway, he took the thug out, and then he took his compadres out as well. Three bullets, three kills.
Good day's work.
It was a good day's work, according to the Star.
This is Caffeinate Thoughts Radio. We'll be back.
Amen to that.
It's back to school time, and as a parent, you are ready. It has been a long summer, and you can't wait to turn in your referee shirt and whistle. The kids bickering really wore you out. I'm Scott Owen with Crosswalk Ministries of Central Iowa, and it's time to pause for peace. The Proverbs say, a brother is born for adversity, but all too often siblings have twisted this to mean that they are supposed to cause the adversity, much to the frustration of many parents. Conflicts among children are common, but they can also be a healthy means for them to learn how to respond biblically. One of the most helpful resources on this subject is the Young Peacemaker, available through Peacemaker Ministries at peacemaker.net. It teaches young people to understand conflict and gives them the tools to work out their problems. To help your child learn to handle conflict, call Crosswalk Ministries at 515-635-5465 or online at crosswalkcounseling.org.
Hey Des Moines, have you heard? Everything you need for personal protection and self-defense is now here. Whether it's the next piece of gear, training, or a day at the range, it's all available at Iowa's premier indoor shooting range, Crossroads Shooting Sports. The indoor climate control range features 17 lanes up to 25 yards in distance. The Pro Shop has gear for men and women and training classes for basic and advanced skill levels. For self-defense and personal protection for your home and family, go to crossroadsshooting.com. Go to crossroadsshooting.com, crossroadsshooting.com.
And welcome back to Caffeinated Thoughts Radio, everybody. Before we get into our typical stuff of this segment, I want to make one more comment about the business we heard in first segment about the Presbyterian minister who was talking about how he loved Planned Parenthood. I wanted to get this in. This is Isaiah 5:20. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. That's what's going on in our culture in such an egregious way. And here we have a supposed minister of the gospel in the Reformed faith saying he loves Planned Parenthood. Loves their ministry. It doesn't get much worse than that, folks. This is what we're up against. We need a lot of prayer, and we need to speak out. This is an abomination, unspeakable abomination.
I mean, words hardly describe how just utterly disgusted I was reading that.
Yeah. Okay, and now we've come to my favorite part of the show. We're about to share a story that is truly unbelievable. And they really are. Yet, you know, it must be true because...
You can't make this stuff up.
And this is from Toronto, although it was reported by CBS Detroit. Apparently, overwhelmed by a situation that got out of control, a man called an animal sanctuary and asked for help caring for his collection of crocodiles and alligators. He had 150 of them, some as big as 9 feet long, inside aquariums at his house.
Those must have been huge.
That's exactly what I was thinking. How do you... And many of them apparently had been there for some 10 years. The smallest, let me repeat that, the smallest of them was 3 feet long. Bri Loist of the Indian River Reptile Zoo near Peterborough, Ontario, stepped in to help. I couldn't believe what I was seeing, Loist said Thursday on CBC's Radio's Metro Morning Show. I could not believe that somebody had that many crocodilians and raised them to adulthood. These were not baby little crocodiles. They were adults. It took 20 volunteers, 4 trucks, and dozens of large cardboard tubes used in construction as concrete forms to rescue the reptiles. While it is illegal in the city to keep oversized reptiles as pets, it does not appear that the man was charged with anything. He had reportedly been taking good care of his charges.
Okay. I don't know why, especially in Canada of all places, you'd want to have a reptile collection like that. There are people down when I lived in Florida, you had some people in the Everglades that actually had alligator farms and stuff. But this is ridiculous.
You know, it's kind of interesting, too, because we had 4 or 5 really, really good prospects for, for this week's You Can't Make This Stuff Up segment. And I settled on this one just because I still am struggling to wrap my mind around how this
he must have had like a huge 150
of these things.
He had a huge house to house all those things. Or maybe he had an outbuilding or something. Gosh.
9 feet long.
Well, at least
how would you like to have you know feeding time, you know supper time around the old hacienda?
Can you imagine how much money he's going to be saving not having those?
Send your You Can't Make This Stuff Up ideas to story@caffeinatedthoughts.com, and we'll give you the credit or the blame if we use your suggestion on the show.
This is Caffeinated Thoughts Radio. We'll see you next week.
Take care, everybody.
Des Moines, have you heard? Everything you need for personal protection and self-defense is now here. Crossroads Shooting Sports. Whether it's the next piece of gear, training, or a day at the range, it's all available at Iowa's premier indoor shooting range. The indoor climate control range features 17 lanes up to 25 yards in distance. The pro shop has gear for men and women and training classes for basic and advanced skill levels. Go to crossroadsshooting.com for self-defense and personal protection for your home and family. That's crossroadsshooting.com.